Hi, this is Alec Green from Minnesota. We had a house fire on May 4th, and we live in a camper all summer long. And there's two things that never change. One is God's sovereign grace and the words that he gave us in the Bible. And two is the inspiration coming from AFR. We played AFR in the house every day when we do homeschool. And we play AFR in the camper to get our day started. Thank you to all you people on AFR that put out awesome inspiration, whether you're going through a house fire or no matter what you're going through in life.
It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome to Exploring the Word. Bert Harper, Alex McFarland, the American Family Radio Network, and Fall 24 Share-a-thon. We are so honored that you're listening. It's going to be a great hour. We're going to talk about the Lord. We're going to share a little bit from His Word, and we're going to talk about what God is doing through this ministry and through you. You all are helping support, you're praying, and yes, you're financially investing, and we would ask you to do that. The number, if you would call, is 877-616-2396. The website you may give securely online at afr.net. You know, only 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, very small percentage of the year, just a little brief time. We talk about the ministry, how this ministry is funded, and we ask you to join together with thousands of people, and what we're doing, it's a collaborative partnership, it's a family, and we are seeing people get saved, and we're seeing our nation, the soul of America, restored. And Bert, that's worth investing in, isn't it?
It really is, and I love our middle name, family. Amen. And I make a big deal out of that because I love my family. You know what, Alan Redpath, he is a great, great preacher. He pastored at Moody. And just a great author. Let me just suggest, always asking books. If you can buy any book that Alan Redpath wrote, I say one thing, buy it and then read it. Yeah. It'll bless your heart. But he said there's no church any greater than the families that make it up. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole idea, families. And we feel like a family here. And those who partner with us, that helps us to partner with others. It's like concentric circles of concern. Mm-hmm. It really is. And because they put the money in, that's the pebble or the stone, however big it might be, then the effect is that we are blessed. The radio and then the programming that pays to be on AFR, they would not have 180 stations and all the other things that we have if they were not if there was no radio station. Mm-hmm. This is the power, and so we're investing. It's compounded. Isn't that the word?
It is compounded.
And so that number, if you want to join us in this, and we want this hour to really count, and we're asking, Brent is just saying, y'all going to push it today? He's ready to knock it out of the park, and I know him well enough. And so the number you want to call and make that pledge is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net, and there's a $200,000 challenge. That's the biggest one I've seen. Now, $200,000 that people have given and saying, we want to challenge our brothers and sisters in Christ, our supporters of AFR, to join us in the work that God's doing through AFR. And so we praise the Lord for that. So make that call right now, 877-616-2396.
Do you know what thrills me? Let me say a word, and we give this number, 877-616-2396. Call that number. Hey, it'll make your day because you'll talk to some friendly sunshiny person.
I saw you in there answering phones today.
You know, it was such a blessing because it's just really fun. People calling and it rings and you say, you know, well, thank you for calling AFA Share-a-thon. And people, there'd be this pause. They'd say, are you Alex? And I was like, Alex from Exploring the Word? And I'd say, yeah. And this one man, he said, honey, pick up the phone. I'm talking to Alex. And we're just, we love people and we love this incredible family. Everywhere we go, I'm kind of spoiled. Every weekend when I'm in a church somewhere, I get to meet people and they say what this ministry means to them. I was just talking to Brent Creeley. Now, we have Brent Austin at the board.
That's Brent Nunn, and Creeley's Brent Point 2.
Yes.
Not 2.0, but 1.2.
Yeah. So Brent Creeley is our other Brent, and he told me just a minute ago, he said, listen to this email, and it was somebody in, I think it was Wisconsin. They said, you know, I was so despondent. Our nation is in bad shape. And he said, I've discovered AFR, and I listen every day, and it's hope, because I have hope. There is good content going out. People's lives are being changed. And let me say, it's more than mere hope, folks. This is reality.
Amen.
This is reality. Let me say what your support is doing. Tim Wildman has given me permission to promote our summer camps. Well, this summer of 24, 1,200 teenagers were in 7 youth camps.
From Montana to New Jersey and points in between.
Yeah, Indiana, South Carolina, Temple, Georgia. All right, 168 prayed to get saved, and we give them literature. We get them started right. One young man that gave his life to Christ in New Jersey, he sent me a letter the other day. Said, Mr. McFarland, please can I come to camp next summer? He said, my friends at my school are mostly atheist, but they won't be much longer. I'm going to see.
Amen.
Your support enables us to market all this. And also, one last thing that I would tell you is that lives are being changed. And when you give, and again, if you would please go online at AFR.net and donate securely online, or call and say, Alex told me to call. Tell him that. Dial 877-616-2396. Let's finish this share-a-thon strong. Please give your best gift if you would prayerfully invest, because souls are being saved. The gospel is going forth. Biblical worldview. And one last thing, and it's just me. Kids come to our summer camp. We talk about Jesus. We talk about living for God and His Word. We teach them to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Amen.
And the speakers, we've used people like Tim Barton and David Barton and great speakers. We talk about, yes, the Lord and getting saved. We talk about America.
Amen.
Because we are in this to see the soul of our nation restored.
Amen. God has used the United States of America in so many ways. All you got to look at is World War I, World War II. Look where it would be without America entering those. There's other things like that. But what you see more than anything else is the mission effort around the world. And I know I talk about that all the time. But that's the reason we're left here after our salvation. Yeah. We're on mission for God. And we need to stay that way. Churches need to be on mission. And matter of fact, let me just share with you, when you support AFR with your pledge and your money, you're on mission. Our mission statement makes it plain. I want to read that real quickly. I wasn't planning on, but I talked myself into it.
Amen.
It says, the mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. That's our mission statement, and we want to do that. Alex and I, man, it's very few times on Exploring the Word you don't hear something about how to know Jesus Christ as Savior. We're going to talk about it. We're going to share it with you because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. There's no alternate route. There's no plan B. It's only through Christ. And we're going to declare that. We're going to preach that. And a reason America has been great, I believe with all my heart, is the mission effort that we've put forth. And listen, I think that's so important, our support of Israel. We still do that. We pray for them. John Riley has the Middle East report about what goes on there every week. And so we hear that. So call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Make your pledge right now. And yes, we want I love the listener testimonies.
I do too.
Let's listen to what God has done.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachita, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by. Dad's gone to be with the Lord. And I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allow them to get on the tower at Macomb.
Okay, amen. What that means, Alex, is the people who gave money to Brother Don so he could buy the transmitter, so he could open this ministry, is we are being able to hear today because those who gave then. And so we're looking at missions today and also in the future. So if you would, I pray that you would. Our numbers are going up. The number of pledges, that's what I look at more than the money, and that is the total pledges that we've had so far for Share-a-thon this year is 16,015. Wow. Now, I want to tell you, I believe that we can get a lot of pledges.
Amen.
I really believe there's some people. They're members of what Tim Wildman calls the Procrastinators Club. They've put it off, but today's the day to make that call. Let me give the names, and then I'll throw it back to you. Of those who've called recently is Deborah from Salem, Iowa, Jackie from Newton, Mississippi, Merlin from Columbus, Ohio, Irwin from Arkadelphia, Arkansas, Angela from Beloit, Kansas, Nancy from one of my favorite places, Mechanicsville, Virginia, Peggy from Brookhaven, Mississippi, and James from Oakdale, Louisiana. They've called and said, we want AFR to continue in the ministry of equipping, of informing, and activating people and helping the church carry out the mission of the Great Commission. So we want you to be a part of that, and you can do that by calling 877-616-2396, or you can go online, and it is secure, at AFR.net. Make your pledge. I heard right now that, man, the internet can take care of 25 people at the same time. That's pretty good.
Amazing.
And it is. So if you want to try to get in, now's the opportunity to do so. We're in that $200,000 challenge where people are saying, man, join us in giving, and we want to be blessed. So, Alex, what opportunity we have today.
I see Marvel from Kannapolis, North Carolina. That's down near Charlotte. That's near where we live. Lisa from Great Falls, Montana. That's where we did a camp this past summer. And I know we have listeners in Gillette, Wyoming, and Montana. Now, I want to say something. Big shout out for Heartland America, Clovis, New Mexico.
Amen.
I want to say something about the Christians in small town America and how much we love them. I know we've got a break. This is Fall 24 Share-a-thon. Folks, together with our heart, with our voice, yes, with our pocketbook, calling America and individuals to Jesus. Be a part of it. Call 877-616-2396. Pledge right now if you would.
It's my turn. Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation." Some years ago, I made what was to me a startling discovery. I was reading about what happened on that Good Friday in Jerusalem nearly a couple of thousand years ago. I read again about how they hung that man among men on those two sticks of wood. I could feel the blows of the hammer as they drove the nails into his palms. I could feel the jar as the cross was dropped into its hole and came to rest with a terrific jolt. The flesh ripped and the blood spurted. You remember the rest of the events. You remember how the crowd jeered him, made fun of him, jokingly dared him to come down. It was a scene that has been repeated often in the history of mankind. Over and over again, that lowly Galilean has been nailed to those two pieces of wood. Many times we've stood around jeering him, making fun of his claims, slashing his side with our selfish spears. But you can remember also that the story didn't end on that dark day. Finding an unused tomb in a garden nearby, they laid him in it. And then, because the next day was an especially holy one, hardly anyone moved. But Saturday is always followed by Sunday. And on Sunday, those who loved him found what all who have loved him since have found, an empty tomb. I said I made what was to me a startling discovery. I had thought of that cross and that empty tomb as the most dynamic events in history. I had always considered these as the top jewels to place on a crown of greatness. But now I see that they weren't the greatest part of his faith. Now I can see that for years my sight just did not go far enough to find the most tremendous event in the history of mankind. Now I can see what the greatest part of this carpenter's faith is, and it's amazing. He entrusted the work of his church to those 11 men, those disciples, who had just prior to the resurrection betrayed him. That, without a doubt, is the grandest thing about him, that he trusted common people with the responsibility of his church. Can we see that? Can we understand what it means that he should give the greatest responsibility ever known to mankind to those 11 men? That is, without question, the highest sign of his love and his trust in mankind. He entrusted his kingdom not to the high and mighty, to the great and gallant, to the brave and brilliant, but to common people. And he goes on entrusting his church to common, plain, ordinary folk. How great his trust in us, that he should give to plain folk the tremendous privilege of carrying on his work, speaks of his great trust in the common person. No one would have dared to trust those 11 men with such a great responsibility except the Nazarene. No one else had such a trust in common folk like you and me. So the next time you're inclined to lose hope in mankind, give it a thought.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Hello, this is David Chen from California and South California. And today I just called to leave a message. This little ministry of the Kingdom of God that changed my life, keep changing. I just want to give a big thank you to all beloved ones, such as Teacher Alec McFarlane, Teacher Bert Hopper, and Brother Tim Wyman and the whole family. And I want to say thank you and thank you because you guys give me things that more than the money that I could not compare. Thank you and thank you.
Welcome back to Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio.
On Share-A-Thon, we always have a theme, we always have a song, and we always have some Bible verses. That's part of what we do. We want a song to encourage us to be a part of what God's up to. The Bible verse is Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Listen, revive us again. That's what we're praying, and we're seeing God do that. And we're asking God to do that work in our lives. And listen, we appreciate the testimonies, the listener testimonies. The numbers are going up, Alex. Amen. We're talking about the total amount of pledges. That means when the pledges go up, the people who call in, the numbers for the finances go up. And again, we pray for a certain amount of pledges, and we'll let God take care of the amount of money, because the widow gave two mites. That might not have registered much on a Richter scale, but it was on God's scale, and as a lot. So there's no contribution too small. And hey, we'll take the large ones as well, and we'll put them together and let God multiply that and make it happen. That number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396.
You know what I love, and Alex here, I just want to say thanks to everybody who's giving. There are 16,076 pledges, almost 16,100. I just feel in my heart it needs to be 20,000 pledges. And so I know there are 3,900 people out there yet to give. And so let's do this, especially in the Exploring the Word Hour. Over the break, you heard a testimony from a man out in Palmdale, California, that we love. He might be listening now, David Chang. David, we love you, dear brother. He came to Christ listening to Exploring the Word several years ago. And we talk periodically through the year and encourage him in the Lord, and he encourages us. And he said, as far as he knew, he was the first Christian in the history of his family. But I want to say this. I'm looking at Rayford, North Carolina. I know all these towns: Ripley, Mississippi, Pontotoc, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Franklin, Pennsylvania, Brenda from Hickory, North Carolina, Tim in Findlay, Ohio. Bert, let me just say this. You hear a lot of small towns. All the nearly 200 AFR radio stations, and I travel a lot, and I just want to say this, how much we appreciate you, small town America. There was a pledge that came across here a few minutes ago from Dallas, Texas. Now, I've preached in New York City, I've preached in Los Angeles, I've preached in Chicago, St. Louis, Dallas, Atlanta. It's all good. But do you remember in 1 Kings 19, God said, I have 7,000 men that have not bowed the knee to Baal. I thank God for places like Pulaski, Tennessee, that is helping us right now, and Searcy, Arkansas, and Albany, Georgia, and Katy, Texas, and I saw a few minutes ago, Wink, Texas.
Wink.
Birthplace of Roy Orbison. Macomb, Mississippi, birthplace of this good Baptist brother, Bo Diddley. Now, here's my point. Small town America, I think a lot of people don't know this, but there are the 7,000 times a million of God's people that love the Lord Jesus like we all do and that care about this nation. We understand that there's a God in heaven who can save our nation. And so here's what I'm trying to say. This boy from Pleasant Garden, North Carolina. I'm sure most of you go there on vacation. Pleasant Garden, North Carolina. And the little towns that may never make the front page, but that's where God's people are. So let's pick up this phone. Small town America that are mighty in the Lord. 877-616-2396. Our trust is not in Madison Avenue or Washington, D.C. Lord knows that's not where it is. Our trust is in the risen King Jesus.
Amen.
And we will proclaim, we will pray, we will invest, we will give, and the future of our country is in the hands of God and His church. Am I right, Bert?
You are right on. And let me tell you, when you started talking about, you know, small towns, when Brother Don Wildman, our founder, started this, that's where he started. Tupelo, Mississippi. The second one, Jackson, Tennessee. The 100th was Hole-in-Wall, Tennessee. I mean, you can go down the list because he would sit up at night, look at the map, study that, what was available. And guess what was available most of the time? The smaller towns. And he went after them. Now, the opportunity has come up close to Jacksonville, Florida. Praise God. We're close there. We're working on one close to Birmingham, Alabama right now. Chattanooga, Tennessee. So, listen, nobody's off limits. Nobody's off limits. When you said Katy, Texas, that's real close to Houston, outside of Houston. And they play football there. I had a nephew live down there, and he'd come. He'd brag on Texas football, high school football. Yeah. And so, anyway, I'm well familiar with Katy.
Well, you know what? When we're in places like Culpeper, Virginia, Winchester, Virginia, Emporia, Richmond, and all those signals go to Washington, D.C., and Kannapolis goes into Charlotte, North Carolina. And see, Don Wildman, now you knew him, and I met him. I didn't know him like you knew him, but he had wisdom from God.
Oh, man.
and you know, we're in Dallas and Houston and Fort Worth and all those places, not necessarily in the big metropolis, but the nearby small towns. Like, here's a gift from Donna in Harrisburg, PA. That's important part of our nation. And folks, by the way, we need to pray for Pennsylvania in regards to this upcoming election. And here's my point, folks. You matter. One of my favorite verses, and I want to ask you to give. By the way, if you give $150, you'll get this travel bag. It's just beautiful. I've got it right here in my hand. It's blue, this beautiful zipper bag, and it's got the verse on it, Psalm 85, 6 and 7, revive us again. Revival is a move of God that restores life. If you make a pledge, and it helps the board in planning a monthly pledge, and we call it a Great Commission partner, with a monthly gift of $30 or more, and you can do this by calling right now, 877-616-2396. In addition to the travel bag, which is really great, also a $30 or more pledge. And I took several of these kind of monthly pledges this morning when I was on the phone. But you get Tim's new book, Tim Wildman, Because These Things Matter. And they do, listen to the subtitle, A Compilation of Cultural Commentaries. Fantastic, brand new book. That's our gift to you to try and say thank you if you would call and make a monthly pledge. But here's the reality, 1 Corinthians 15:58, folks. Our labor in the Lord is not in vain. We're talking about people getting saved. We're talking about America's young people having a free, safe, prosperous United States in which to live out Christ's Great Commission.
Amen. I just couldn't help but see. We caught a caller from Bay City, Oregon. I mean, you know, it's nationwide. It's all across because of the internet. It's not just nationwide. It is worldwide. And you're making these calls, and I want to just tell you, we're here praising the Lord, thanking God that He's laid on people's heart and given them the prosperity for them to be able to make this. And this is one of the reasons we are interested in the economy in America. The price of groceries, the price of gasoline is because of the money that we pay. And then also, the more money that you make, the better you are, the possibility of the tithe, the possibility of offerings. And we want you to support your local church. We want Amen. You to support your family. But we want you to also, if God so moves that you support other ministries, and one of the ministries is that of AFR. Yeah. And so when you make that call at 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and you call and say, I want to make this pledge. Listen, it is a blessing to us. And seeing the names blesses my life. And where Amen. They're from, you know, Alex, you yes. see these places.
San Angelo, Texas.
Yeah.
Marceline from San Angelo. I've been there to preach. I've spoken at San Angelo State. We love everybody in San Angelo.
There's Great Falls, Montana still coming up, brother.
One of my best friends, he might be listening right now, Lee Puckett. He's a rancher down there and a dear, dear brother in the Lord, Carbondale, Kansas. Hey, let me say this. I know this might sound a little boring, but it's not. For those watching online, I'm holding in my hand a thing about ECFA, the Evangelical Council of Financial Accountability. American Family Radio is a member of the ECFA, the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. What this means, the ECFA symbol, and let me tell you, this is like the good housekeeping seal of approval. And I know this from my days working with James Dobson. To get ECFA certified, there's a lot of transparency. They look at you. This means that you're doing things right and honestly. And AFA every year gets annually recertified. And what this means as a donor, that your contribution, we're doing what we promised to do with it.
Amen.
And it's not going in anybody's pocket. And this seal of approval from ECFA is like accreditation. And I just want to say, and I can't believe I can say this, but what an honor. Now I'm a board member. Dan Celia passed, and Tim Wildman, a couple years ago, he said, would you pray about taking his seat on our board? One of the greatest honors of my life. Folks, God is blessing this ministry because we're doing it right.
Amen. And we want you to hear a testimony of someone whose life was blessed by AFR because God used us to speak to them. Listen to this testimony.
Katie Adams, Brandon, Mississippi. I am an analytical chemist and mother of three little girls. I want to thank AFR for telling the American people what's really going on. I thank God for you out loud on Wednesday nights at church to try to encourage the church as a whole to listen. Thank you to the Wildmans and AFR. You have truly blessed my life.
Did I understand she had three boys?
Yeah.
Bless her heart. That's what Jan had to put up with at our house. She had to. And they were all like their daddy, kind of hyper and loud and everything. So we appreciate, this is what it is, family. And, we have parenting teens. Dr. Nurse Mama comes on right before we come on, and she's filled with information about family and what God says about that. So we're interested in all of those. Care for the caregiver, because so many people are taking care of elderly parents and husbands or wives that are had some illnesses and they're caregivers, and man, it's a tough row. And we have all this programming that really equips and informs people to be followers of Christ in a significant way where they are. And that's what we do. You know, one of the things foolish is answering questions nobody else is asking. What we want to do is answer the questions people ask. And listen, where you find hope is in Jesus Christ. Where you find answers is in the Word of God. Who you want to be accountable to is someone that is following the Lord and doing what He wants us to do. And so we want you to join us and say, we want to continue pledging. We want to thank those who have pledged already, Alex.
Amen.
What a great number. Now, that number is 16,184. If I'm close, that's close to 200 people that's called in so far.
Yeah.
I think we can get about 200 more before we go off. If you'll get to that phone or go to AFR.net and make your pledge, and it's good. That number is 877-616-2396.
I'm praying for 3,000 more people to call in, and there's many, many, many times more than that listening right now. So be one of the 3,000. I'm just asking God that we would hit 20,000 pledges. So call in right now if you would, while you're thinking about it. Just you'll talk to a friendly voice. Listen, you'll get a boost that will last you a long time. Call 877-616-2396 and give a gift of any amount. You mentioned Hope for the Caregiver. I talked to Peter Rosenberger about a week ago. He's a dear brother, leads this show, and so many people have burnout and need encouragement. And he was talking about how when he got on the American Family Radio Network, how it just expanded his platform, immeasurably. And see, folks, you're helping to do things like that. Here's Quincy, California. How many are glad that this content is going to California.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's going to even Mississippi, right here where we live, North Carolina, from coast to coast. That phone number, 877-616-2396. Call and get your name on this list. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
My name is Jim Cranack, and I'm calling from Westerville, Ohio. Just appreciate so much American Family Radio and all that you folks do. It's been a blessing to me. When I retired in 2012 from corporate America and had time on my hands, and a lot of times I'm not driving or going to a part-time job I have, I listen to you folks all the time, and you're just such a blessing, and you take a stand for biblical values, and I so much appreciate all that you do, and I am a small monthly contributor to the program, and just again, thank you so much for all that you do.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Okay, this is the last day, Thursday, of Share-a-thon. This is the last segment that Exploring the Word audiences have to give during our time of being on the air. But we have an encouragement for you. We have a challenge for you. And I want Alex to set this up. I think we've got somebody that wants to give a special challenge, Alex.
Well, Brent Austin, I think we have a call from North Carolina, my home state. Hey, might be somebody I know.
It is.
Okay. Caller from North Carolina, you're on. Welcome to Share-a-thon.
Hey, my name's Angie.
Angie,
I know an Angie.
There is this Angie McFarland.
This is Esther's mama.
Hey everybody, this is my wife Angie, the woman that
keeps Alex straight.
And 3 decades ago, invited me to church, and I became a Christian. Angie, God bless you, sister. Thanks for calling in.
Well, listen, I just wanted to give a shout out. I'm a longtime listener and a very devoted fan to Bert Harper and Alex McFarland. And I was thinking about something. About 2 years ago, I became a heart failure patient. And so this is my request.
Okay.
My request is, because I'm a heart failure patient, I would like to challenge all heart failure patients to give so that others' physical hearts can beat long enough to see spiritual hearts changed.
Amen.
Wow.
I think there's some scripture about that in Jeremiah and Ezekiel. He'll take the stony hearts and give them a heart of flesh. That's exactly right, Angie.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's a great challenge. I'm going to give this number, and then, Angie, hold on. But 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Pledge. And, you know, this is about heart change. So, Angie, you're saying, I know you have, I want to commend you. I know you're my wife, and I'm biased, but you have managed your challenges so beautifully in the power and strength of the Lord. But those that are struggling with heart infirmity and physical issues, you're challenging them to, in obedience to the Lord, to give. That's a good challenge, Angie. Thank you for thinking of that.
I love you, and I love Bert Harper, and I love AFR.
Okay. And I love you, sweetie pie.
Angie, thank you. Alex and I, think we're married to the greatest two women in the world. Mine is Jan, and Alex is Angie. And both of them, at strategic times, came into our lives, and I'd already been saved, but I was right there. Which way am I going to go as a believer? Am I going to keep on serving the Lord, or am I going to taste the world? And I want to tell you, after I met Jan, it changed my life completely. We became friends, best friends, and she challenged me about memorizing Scripture, and I'm not a great memorizer. I never have been. I can put it in context after I read it, but say word for word, I didn't do it, but I did it. And so, praise the Lord. And a lot of you who would take Angie's challenge, you know, these heart patients, we are looking at that, trying to make sure that people have enough time that they can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and respond to that. And we thank God for that, and we're looking forward to you calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Now, Alex, before you take off, I want you to do one or two things real quickly. Mm-hmm. You preach every weekend. Are you preaching this weekend?
I am. I'm preaching the – thank you. I am in Sallis, Mississippi, S-A-L-L-I-S. I'm at McAdams Baptist Church, and I think that's somewhat near Jackson, Mississippi. Maybe it's a – little ways outside of the
state. You're going to put it on the GPS and follow that?
Yes.
Okay,
now,
good.
It's on my website, which is alexmcfarland.com. If you go to the calendar, you'll find it. I would love to meet everybody there. I'll be there Friday night, Saturday through Sunday. And then later this month, I'll be at First Baptist Silverton, Texas.
Someone called from Silverton, Texas just a few minutes ago.
Yes. And, you know, next... See, all these listeners, this is another thing. I mean, I've been on the road preaching, and, I preach evangelistic services, I preach revivals, but I teach apologetics, biblical worldview. But in 2009, when Jim Stanley and Tim Wildman called me up, that just put me on a different stratosphere. And we have averaged in all of our, like we did, thanks to AFR, a major crusade at the fairgrounds in Plainview, Texas, back in the spring of this year. We have averaged for 20 years 7,500 people a year getting saved. And I mean making a decision, getting discipled. And when I went on AFR 16 years ago, that just propelled me to a whole nother level. And now, literally every weekend of the year, I'm in a pulpit somewhere, and it's they're the AFR churches. And so, folks, we'll be doing a major outdoor crusade in Barry, Alabama, next spring at a high school football stadium, outdoor crusade. And all these things are coming together. And, folks, I'm just one tiny little detail in the big, big, big AFR family. But your pledges, your support are doing this, folks. People are getting saved. People are coming to Christ, and they're getting discipled in the biblical worldview. And we're saying, please, make it happen. Let's grow it. Let's expand. And maybe in 2, 3, 4 years, instead of 1,200 teenagers a year in summer camp, it'll be 5,000.
Amen.
But anyway, the number, if you would call this number, please do it while you're thinking about it right now, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. Again, if you give $150, you get this wonderful little travel bag. If you give $30 a month, the travel bag, Revive Us Again, plus Tim Wildman, he is the president of the American Family Association, his brand new book, Because These Things Matter, and Indeed They Do, and cultural commentaries. I've been reading on this yesterday and today. This is a fantastic book, and I'm probably going to be lifting some sermon illustrations out of it.
They come in good. Listen, you was talking about small town America. I was looking over a list. Here's a real small town out west, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Yeah, Deborah from Portland, Oregon.
We have a lot of listeners up there.
We do, we do. And Moline, Illinois. I wonder if they work at John Deere. You know, all these places. Alex is awesome. Mount Vernon, Illinois. Just so many that I wish to could take time. If the numbers that are calling in, mm-hmm. we could spend the whole time giving names and places.
Yes.
And so we're just looking at different places to look and say, hey, thank you for calling in. And you call on the number 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Now, I know we had a great testimony from Angie McFarland, but I still want to hear another listener testimony about what God has done through AFR.
We listen nonstop 24 hours a day, and so if someone's depressed in about 5 minutes, they're not depressed anymore. I think you do a fantastic job, and thank you for working so hard. You say things and make us look it up in the Bible more and learn something new or something from the doctors or a new way of doing something. It's amazing. You're really appreciated by me and my friends.
Amen. Me and my friends.
Amen.
Don't you love that? I mean, you know, friends and family, they're really important, aren't they, Alex?
They are. God's people are a happy people.
Amen.
Folks, across the street a couple hours ago, there was lunch because there's a lot of volunteers. And so we had some food over there. And I'm telling you, it was the happiest, laughing, fellowshipping. And I thought, that's how heaven's going to be.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you a quick story. We were doing one of our conferences a couple of years ago, and Tim Wildman lets me promote it. Anyway, and of course, we had a lot of speakers like Frank Turek and Josh McDowell and Abe Hamilton, one of the TNG conferences. Well, a group called me, and they said, we are an atheist group out of Chicago. Can we come to your conference? I said, absolutely. Love to have you. And they said, really? We're atheists. And I said, yeah, come on. Well, anyway, so just like we had a room with food and refreshments. So they showed up and they were running late. And they said, could we interview Josh McDowell? He's a great. I said, yeah, come on. I said, have you eaten? You know, come on and let us feed you. They just couldn't believe it. Now, I want to give the number. But anyway, long story short, a few months later, I was at a conference somewhere, and this guy came up, and he said, I got to tell you something. He said, I've left the atheist group. He said, now, I hadn't crossed over, but he said, you guys fed us. You treated us so good. You let us interview Abe and everybody. He said, and I went back to my atheist convention, and they were mean to me. They wouldn't even let us in, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I'm conflicted. He said, why are y'all so good to us? And I said, well, I love you. I care about you. I disagree with your atheism. And anyway, long story short, this message is true. The gospel is true. But one of the magnetic things that draws people in is the love of Jesus and the love of his people.
Amen. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. Now, I know talking about the cross, but I'm telling you, when you tell people about Jesus, there is going to be an attention. It gets their attention. It draws people in. Now, what they do after he's drawn them in through the power of the Holy Spirit, that's their choice. But yeah. God is going to do that. Hey, the number, 877-616-2396. And let me remind you, right now, all the way through, we're in the middle of a $200,000 challenge. Now, as far as I can remember, we may have had one that amount, but I don't think we've ever had any larger. And that's people who love AFR, and they say, we want some more people to join us in being a part of the ministry of AFR. And let me say, and I know I say it, and it's like I repeat it again and again, but when you give, you're a part of it. Yeah, Alex and I get to open the Word of God, teach the Word of God. Others get to do that. But without you giving, we wouldn't have the opportunity to do that, Alex.
Yeah,
and so we thank God for you. So make that call at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. The $200,000 challenge is right now. And we've had Bobby from Leon, Texas. Deborah, and I love to say this name. I've been there. Kokomo, Indiana.
Oh, I've been there to preach.
And Carol from El Springs, Arkansas. Bill from... is that Marthaville, Louisiana? Mark from Spring, Texas. They're coming from all over the United States. Had somebody a moment ago, Baker City, Oregon. They've called in. And so we thank you for your call. Right now is a great time to do it because the money is there and it wants to be challenging you to give as well. What an opportunity, Alex.
A $200,000 challenge, folks. This is a good time to give in the spirit of good stewardship to give. And some donors have, this is the final few hours of Share-a-thon. They've kind of thrown down the gauntlet, as Abe Hamilton would say. So let's us do our best. If you're listening, if you haven't called in yet, call in, and here is the number, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Let me read this again from Psalm 85. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. And it goes on down here, verse 11, and this really is what you're supporting. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall rain down from heaven.
Amen.
I want to tell you.
Truth and righteousness, right?
Amen. You have our promise. You have our word. We will proclaim truth fearlessly, consistently, unapologetically. One thing you know about AFR, I was at the Billy Graham Ministry, and that we were talking about evangelism. And really a brand. And Ken Barron with Billy Graham, wonderful brother in the Lord, he said a brand is a promise. They said with Mr. Graham, people know what they're going to get, the gospel. Well, I think with AFR, it's a promise, a brand. We're not going to distort or water down or compromise. We stand for truth. And when you support, You're supporting a ministry, a team, a voice that I believe you know you can trust.
Amen. You really can. And writing from the brand, Tim Farah, somebody wrote that book, just a great man. He was in the Vietnam War, and he talked about walking point. And what an opportunity that is, riding for the brand. We've been branded by the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to ride for his brand. Amen?
Amen.
And being a part of AFR is a challenge for us to say we're going to be consistent with the Word of God. We're going to be consistent in saying Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way. We're going to be consistent in saying that God has shared with us what it means to have a society that is balanced enough that the Ten Commandments are important. They've tried to take the Ten Commandments down from everything in every way. But listen, you remember when God gave us the Ten Commandments? He gave them to them right before they went into the occupy the land. Mm-hmm. In other words, a society is going to recognize marriage is God's way. They're going to recognize that life is important. They're going to recognize that private ownership is very, very special. They're going to recognize that God is the God and we worship him. There's no other gods before him. So we're praying that you would join us in doing what God would have us to do. Now, you read Psalm 85, 6 through 7, and we haven't got very many minutes, and you used it in the King James Version, but I love this, and I wanted to share it with you. Show us your mercy. It says his unfailing love.
Amen.
Unfailing love. Listen, Alex, if you know the God of the Bible and how he works, you may be disappointed sometimes because you say, God, I thought you were coming through. Well, he lets some things through because we need to be disciplined. We need to be challenged, you know, so some difficulties come our way. But his unfailing love is forever. Amen. When we know him, Alex. His unfailing love. Yeah. What a love that is, brother.
Amen. You know, one of the quotes that really challenges me, one of our great presidents who was a mighty man of God was John Adams. Amen. And shortly before his death, now think about this, folks. Here we have an America we've got to fight for. He said, posterity, that's us. He said, you will never know the price that was paid to preserve your freedom. I hope you'll make good use of it.
Mm.
Folks, we inherited an America that right now must be saved, must be restored. There's a challenge, $200,000 challenge. This is the time, this last chance challenge until 5 p.m. I ask, I beg of you, give a gift. Call in even right this minute while you're thinking of it. Dial 877-616-2396. Let's call our nation back to God.
Alex, I've enjoyed being with you on Exploring the Word all these years, but I also enjoy Share-a-thon with you, brother.
Amen.
It's a challenge. It's a blessing. And the best part about it is those listener testimonies and the names and the places of the people who've made those pledges. That means these are our prayer warriors. That means they're our listeners. They're our promoters. And they're our helpers in getting the gospel out. What a joy it is to work with you. What a joy it is to work with Brent and Marty and Alex. It's a joy to do that. That phone number that you need to call, you can do it now, 877-616-2396.